Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show. Oh, my God. We are, as they like to tell us, a week away from Sunday is WrestleMania. I'm Cab Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast. You know that's at Lingus Mafia, along with the real life number one insider in professional wrestling news and all you need to know. That's Mr. Billy Body.
When do you think they what happens in a meeting where they turn around and go, we want you to say it like this. We want you to say it's a week from Sunday. You cannot say it's in 13 days. People won't get it. They won't understand that it's in 13 days. That's too difficult. You need to say it's a week from Sunday. These people are dumb. It sounds quicker.
I really believe that's the case.
It sounds like it's coming real soon.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. I believe that they overthink everything that they ever fucking do.
He's honestly thinking, I'd say, he goes, 13 days? That's a lifetime.
Week from Saturday, it's, oh my God, it's right here. Meanwhile, yeah, fucking 2 weeks. There's a lot to fucking get to today, which there was only one highlight on Monday that made my whole entire Monday worth it. And we'll get to Riddle in a moment. But, oh boy, I'm telling you, I texted our group again. I think this is my running joke almost. And I go, I can't fucking do this anymore. I can't fucking watch this anymore. I can't take it. And I don't even know if it's a joke because, I mean, like we said, God forbid we ever fucking stop watching. But if I did not need to do this show the next day, I'm not watching on Monday night. There's no way.
No.
It can't be. The only reason I do is because the way our schedule works is, soon as I get home from work, bang, we start the show because then I do my other show right after this show. So I wouldn't have time to DVR the next day. So SmackDown, though, is the one I look forward to most. And meanwhile, I watch that on Saturday the day after because I'm doing shit with the lady, you know, on a Friday night. You watch TV. You can't go, oh, excuse me, I got to go watch fucking wrestling. Meanwhile, if I was to negotiate, said, you know what, since I take one of the days out of the week to do this and sit away and go watch, I would much prefer, I would rather watch fucking Friday Night Live than Monday, but we got to do this show, so there's no choice.
No choice.
No, so let's get into SmackDown because can you put your finger on as a whole here, why is SmackDown that much better? Is it the characters? Is it because we have multiple stories? Is it a combination that it is only 2 hours so you don't have to have those fucking drolls in the fucking middle?
I don't think it's that much better like you make out to be.
I feel it's so much better. Like, it has such a... I don't know if it's because I'm like a fucking beaten wife at this point and I'm just... Like, you really have to do something to impress me now on Raw because I go into it with a fucking sour puss on my face. Like, there's no more, ooh, it's Monday, where it used to be. And it used to be for quite a long fucking time where, oh, Monday, all right, tonight I get to watch fucking wrestling, sit down, enjoy myself. It's not that anymore. It's, all right, I have to fucking, you know, talk about it. So, all right, where's my fucking, you know, iPad to write this down? And have the Bulls game on a second TV at the same time. That's what's going on. So, all right, Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's less to. I don't think it's a case of. I don't even care. I think it's a case of it's excellent because if it was 3 hours, what you would have, you'd have more stories where. Not even all more stories, I say, but less. It's more. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Can we start again?
What, more stories?
No, I'm just
thank
doing,
you, Riddle. Go ahead.
I'm just doing Riddle.
He didn't even ask to do it again. He just fucking left.
He just walked up. That's not what I was supposed to say.
And you know what? That's perfect for his character. He can get away with it, I think, with that. Because it is 100% perfect for him to just go, I forgot what I was going to say, and walk off. Because that's his fucking retard stoner character.
Yeah, but that's more stoner than anything he's done. Anyway, I was just messing about. So yeah, my real point was, is that it's not necessarily better. But what it is you have... one or two really good stories in it. I mean, the Roman thing has captivated everyone. Without it, I think it would be equally as bad, but still not as bad because it's shorter. Mm-hmm. So actually, you have the best thing in wrestling on it, which has multiple segments. Therefore, every week, around about 30% of SmackDown is actually guaranteed to be good. Therefore, like, you have 70%, which is like so-so, and the stories are not that good, and they're equivalent to the stories on Raw. But that's only 70% of a two-hour show. So mathematically, that makes it more watchable. However, then when you look at Raw being 100% bad, and like even the top story making no sense, like look at the title program between Edge, Bryan, and Roman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people didn't want this. I see loads of people going, "Oh, I wanted 1-on-1. I wanted 1-on-1." It's like that match wouldn't have been great. It would not have been like the three way is just so much faster. You have a guy in there to like work out all of these kinks where there may have been like rest holes or another place for Edge to get injured or whatever. Like, I mean, they're protected against everything now. So, it'll just be a better match. I know people like to see one versus one on the marquee, but look, there's no people there. It's like 25,000 people. It's not a real WrestleMania. It's not got fucking Brock Lesnar on it. They haven't bothered like paying out for The Rock. I mean, I know I'm like mentioning like how all the part-timers are not there, but then create some like actual stars and then I won't be thinking that the star power is indicative of how many part-timers you got in. So that's the thing. It's not really a mania. It doesn't feel like a mania. The interesting conversation I had this week was, I was talking to Drew. He said that, you know, I was saying, oh, a lot of people...
Careful, you're going to get reported.
Yeah, but I was just... I don't think this is... I don't care if they report this. I think he's going to say it all week anyway, because he's got a lot of precedent. There's no way he won't say it. So I was saying, oh, like, some people are saying that the women are going to go on last because they've been promised it for a while. He goes, I would rather go on... He goes, I want to go on first. He goes, I want to be the first person that goes out there when the crowds are back.
I agree.
To me, that is the main event spot on the show on Saturday.
They will go insane that first match.
So, I mean, that's what he turned. Why am I even mentioning this? What was my point? Oh, about the WrestleMania. Yeah. So, in regards to that, that's how it's seen. Like the first match on night one, and I actually got told a couple of days ago that they weren't going to – I was trying to find out what one of these matches were going to go on a pre-show. So they're going to lopside it for, like, more stuff on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, like, an 8-7. So they're going to add a women's multi-woman match for the tag titles and a men's multi-match for the SmackDown tag titles. But they're going to lopside it so there's one less match – on Saturday. So one match will go on the pre-show on Sunday because Saturday will have no pre-show.
Oh, very good.
Because they don't want to see any reaction to the crowds and everything until the actual show starts. So they're going to make you go to Peacock to actually see people coming out. No one is going to come out and get any kind of reaction, no dark match, no nothing, no test, anything. The first person out will be either Bianca Belair or Drew McIntyre.
You don't think Hogan's first out?
Oh, I don't know about that. But, I mean, it'll be the first person out. That's a good idea, but...
I'm like, give it to Hogan. Of all people, he gets the biggest fucking pop. I mean, I don't know if they're just in the back and you see him on the screen to start the show. You know, one of those deals. But I really like the idea that they're not going to have a fucking jobber match to start that shit. It's like, get everybody the first, you know?
No, it'd be one of the two title matches that will start.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, that's the plan at the moment. And the thing is that both positions are looked at as coveted. So I don't think anybody loses out. I mean, as I said, Drew wants to go out first. So I think that makes it a lot easier to give the women what they wanted anyway, or what they've been promised, which was the main event of night one, when everybody kind of knows there's two main events on night one. It's the case of who comes out first and who just doesn't. But then again, you know, the first match, who came out, who was the first match at WrestleMania, do you know? WrestleMania 1.
Fuck. I have no idea. I'm surprised you don't know this.
I do. It was Tito Santana and the Executioner.
Oh God. Yeah, I mean, that was Mania 1. And you know what's funny is you watch back those things and they're still like, the crowd is into even the garbage match. You're like, wow, they're actually into it.
If I was piecing together like all 36 Manias, and I mean, actually, this is a different concept I just stumbled upon. Like, in terms of, you know how we always do review all the Manias and everything? What we should do is that we should like book a 4-hour Mania and take pieces out of the Manias. Like an opener, and like, so you can't have like Hogan
twice. We make
twice.
A card, yeah.
You can only have someone on. You can only have everyone on once.
Do you want to do that next week? That'll be our. We could have.
Yeah,
that.
Let's do that. Let's do that show next week.
How many?
It's got to be better.
How many matches? Let's write that down. How many matches do we get?
10.
10 matches. You have a tag match, an IC match, and a world title match, or does it matter? Use only.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's fine. You can have those.
Only one time a person can be on.
Unless you want to, like, you know, unless you say, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to open with The Rock, Austin, and Hogan coming out to start the show, like that, you know, where they did it WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother with any of that. I'm just going straight fucking card. I'm just doing a 10 card. Each person can only be on
my point,
once.
Actually, my initial point was going to be that would be my best opening to Mania when those three came out at 30, because that was just the crowd just. What I mean, crazy. that got people going more than any match I've ever seen. And bearing in mind, I've been to like 13 of these things. So
yeah, you've been to a lot. All right, let's get into Friday. It started with Brian wanting another title shot because he was fucked over at Fastlane, and he gives.
I just say, are we gonna rehearse that for the week, or are we gonna like?
I think we surprise. Yeah, I would like to surprise.
Okay. Well, have some ideas. Oh, we're gonna have two separate ones, or just.
Oh, I think we have two separate ones. I have a card. You have a card. And hell, maybe we even put a poll up on a fucking Twitter and say whose WrestleMania card was best.
Okay,
that'd be interesting. Okay. So Brian said he gives Pierce options. He says either I get the winner of Mania right afterwards, or he gets the fucking match. Fuck you. They say no, and we get.
You know what was stupid here? Hmm. Do you know what was dumb here?
What's up?
When they said, like, they face each other on night one and they face me on night two,
yeah.
I actually thought, like, it's actually a fucking better idea. Like, it's like if Owen Hart could face Brett on the first night, and there was, like, that, you know, and they could have closed with, like, they could have had Owen and Brett, and they could have closed with the ladder match on the end of night one. Right, and mm-hmm. then the Brett winning the belt on night two wouldn't have been so, like, lost.
Yeah, I mean, well, they pretty much did this with Brian. Brian had two fucking matches in the same anyway, so, you know, they just make sure they're not back-to-back. So they say no, Edge shows up and yells at Brian and gets in his face, calling him a son of a bitch. Edge playing the role of going crazy, which doesn't make sense to me. Because he is not a guy who keeps on getting title shots and losing. That's more in that role where he's getting fucked over and loses his mind and just beats the shit out of good guys then. Because I'm like, he's still getting his title. What is he angry about? I mean, obviously there's a third, you know, get out of my fucking match. But nobody's taking anything away from you. So he hits him in the fucking with a chair and... you know, this is very bad guy-esque with Edge.
I'll tell you what was odd about it. He was going crazy because he wants a one-on-one match, right? Because mm-hmm. obviously there's a chance that, you know, he could lose this match without losing the match.
Yeah.
But then he also went into Roman's office and went, we can't have this happen because I can pin him and win your belt. So he was pointing
weasel
out...
Weasel his way.
He was pointing out the pro... I mean, that is probably what I think they will do. But I think because so many people are predicting it, they may sway away from it. I don't know.
I think Roman wins this for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, I can see them being very, very rushing, very, very keen now mm-hmm. to make Roman a good guy and try and keep him.
Really?
But keeping him in the acknowledge me thing and trying to, I think they feel because, and they're wrong, they are wrong, but they feel that they can keep him mostly like this and find a way to keep him as he is without turning him. Like that, I think they feel like they can keep him in this character, but only start giving him baddie opponents, mm-hmm. bad guy opponents. And they feel like they've hit something. They feel like they've hit a cool kind of Roman. I think even without, I mean, they won't be able to do it. They don't have the writers or the know-how these days to do it. But I think that they can. It wouldn't even surprise me to see Edge going with Paul and Heyman saying, "I always wanted to manage him" or something. I don't know. But I mean, I don't think that will happen. I think that. That they should keep it on Roman, because you have to try and get to that for that Rock match to happen at some point. Like, Roman's got to be a heel still. So yeah. I think they have to commit to this for a couple of years, but I can see them thinking that they have the Roman that they always wanted and jumping the gun.
Rollins versus Nakamura. Seth wins this. Poor Nakamura. I thought he was getting a little bit of a rub for a minute, but right back to shit. Cesaro shows afterwards. They fucking fight each other. Rollins in the back afterwards yelling about Cesaro. How dare he? He tried to swing me. I do enjoy Rollins having a different suit every week when he was coming out with the suits. I do enjoy that. Cesaro shows up and hits him in the fucking, you know, slams him into something and then gives him the fucking swing. And gives him the swing after Rollins says, "This will never happen to me again." Big E and the Prophets versus Otis and Gable and Cruz in here. Apollo gets the pin on Big E because it doesn't matter, so of course. And now he's holding the spear the opposite way. Before it was balls down, dick up. Now it's backwards. I don't know which is he supposed to do, but he comes in with a big spear to chuck. Bianca versus Natty. Sasha's on commentary and... she gets slapped so hard when she falls down, her fucking knuckle rings fucking fly up in the air out of the stadium. Did you see that?
I think that was the bump that she took.
Yeah, she hit the ground so fucking hard they fucking fired off her hands. So when she lands, those fucking knuckles go flying off her hands.
Yeah, do you think that was down to the bump that she took though?
Yeah, I think it was, I don't think it's on purpose, but I know she hit that rubber mat, and I think the rings are loose, and she hit the mat so hard they fired up in the air. But I was fucking laughing. I said, that was funny to me. I'd fucking giggle. Okay, Bianca wins. Sasha jumps her afterwards, and like you said, Sasha is so going to be a fucking bad guy if she's not already a fucking bad guy.
And yeah, that's the thing. With the laugh and everything.
Oh, like, the laugh is horrific.
She seems to be doing Bailey. This wasn't Sasha Banks, the boss, like from before. She seems to be mixing it with what Bailey did.
The obnoxious.
Which was like more original. Yeah. So, and also, the turn hasn't even happened yet, unless they just, you know, unless they want to get to it with a very like clear heel and face, which is weird to me.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting then if she's friends with Bayley. I laugh because they'll both be bad guys, so of course they have to be friends. Never mind that the one jumped the other one. That doesn't matter anymore. That's what'll happen. We get Edge talking to Roman in the back, like we talked about earlier, saying we need to keep Brian out of this. Get Mysterio versus Ziggler. Mysterio wins. I'm tired of Ziggler. I used to be a Ziggler guy because he's fucking good. The time has passed. I don't really give a shit anymore. I think he tries hard on the microphone and tries to be Mr. Charisma. And I just think somebody has it or they don't with charisma. I don't think... It's like Billy Gunn. It wasn't like Billy Gunn stumbled over words or anything. It just wasn't fucking smooth. I don't know what it was, but it's just either somebody has it or they don't. Do you feel the same way or no?
Oh, yeah. Ziggler's been around way too long. Like, he's not going to... He's not going to get there now. I mean, his chance was fucking, how long ago was that?
When he won the fake world championship.
Yeah, 8 years ago, I think, was his time. But they didn't do it right, so.
Yeah, nobody gave a shit then. Pierce, Roman, and Edge in the ring. They pipe in, "You tapped out," for God's sake. Brian shows up. They announce it's going to be a triple match, triple main event, a triple threat match at WrestleMania here. And I wish Billy told us that Brian was going to be in the main event, but, you know, I guess he didn't let us know this earlier. They all beat up each other, and that's how SmackDown goes off the air. Now, this is fucking interesting. I have fucking Raw notes, right? And they're not on the fucking iPad. I'm going to have to look on my phone because I don't think they transferred over because I only got three things written down, which make no sense here. Okay. Let's scroll down. All right, they're all here. The Hurt Business breaks up. I didn't think this would be so quick. And I almost thought it was bullshit, like they were faking it, kind of, to, like, help later on. They don't really need it.
Yeah, I don't see how it made any difference keeping them together. Like, I mean, I don't think it was hurting him that they were together. I think it just hurt them now that they're not together because they're just business. Like nobody's on the side. Yeah, they're like nobody's on the side. It's very confusing, like, this story. Like, in the sense that it could have just been black and white. The story needed to be that Drew was trying to get his championship back. Like, they should have cut out pieces from the documentary. I don't know if you've seen it on the network where it was taught where he found out about COVID and he was going to win it with zero fans and he's had to carry it for a year. And then obviously Miz took it off him because of Lashley. So they should have made Lashley out to be a dick. And I guess they did kind of by the end of the show, but putting him with Corbin and putting his bounty on everything, they've done it in such a stupid way. Like, it's so convoluted. All it needed to be was that Drew deserves to be the champion and he's going to get his moment this year with people being there, which he didn't get to do last year. And the obstacle is Lashley. And Lashley needed to be an all-out heel. You didn't need to break up the Hurt Business. You could have had Hurt Business there for obstacles for Drew. Mm-hmm. They could have been hurting him without a title shot on the line. It just could have been a lot more simpler, but you needed to establish a clear black and white divide. What you've established instead is black and white in completely the wrong way. You're saying that, oh, this guy is black. He's the third black champion. What an achievement. Oh, also, his journey's been as long as Drew's. Yeah, he didn't grow up wanting to be a wrestler. And also, he like took breaks where he went and did MMA and everything else like that. Plus, he walked out of the company on top after he fucking just did a whole thing with Donald Trump because there was some issue with his wife at the time. So it's very, very different. He hasn't had this long journey, but they're like, oh, he's third black champion. He's a long journey. This is all babyface stuff. And then him like firing the Hurt Business and then getting angry that they interfered in the Sheamus match, that's babyface stuff. And at the same time, like, he's put a bounty on his head, and that's hit, and teaming up with Corbin, that's heel stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck? Who is this guy? Like, I don't know who Lashley is. It makes it worse for Drew because Drew needs a clear journey. He needs the stadium to want him to win. Like, they need to be there going, oh, we waited 15 months to see this. Like, we waited 15 months to see you win. It needs to be booked in that way. You need to have all the clips there, all the sad stuff. It's like, oh, this poor guy, mm-hmm. Look what happened to him. Like, all the real stuff. And Lashley's just a body at this point. Like, Lashley is just a body, a more credible body than Sheamus would have been, but still just a body. Yeah, you could turn around and do your PC stuff and say, like, oh, you know, third black champion, whatever. Great. But, I mean, Rock doesn't count. Kofi's terrible. But,
but he's the first black champion.
Yeah, but
should have been.
But yeah, you can't mention all that. But the fact is that it's all like mixed messages, and this story is so messy. WrestleMania story is like shouldn't be messy. Like even if it's predictable, like Michaels winning or Bryan winning or Austin winning, like they're the three like main guys that you know you knew were winning their titles back or winning the titles for the first time or whatever, or Cena and Batista that year they won. It doesn't matter. No one was saying, oh, you know, this is so predictable. Like, no one was saying that for any of those years. Mm-hmm. So if it was just a case of Drew winning his title back, who cares? Like, nobody sat in front of wrestling for 14 months. Like, they would cheer whatever anyway. Like, they would cheer like baby faces in this situation. The problem that you've got here is that there is too much of a reason to cheer Lashley instead. Mm-hmm. So it's fucking stupid. They're so fucking stupid. You know, they're so fucking stupid. I don't know what they're doing.
It's funny because I was going to pick Lashley to win this Mania match. And because I said it's too soon. They're making a big, big deal with the new entrance and that he's the champion and so dominant until he started all the pussy bad guy stuff. And it's like he's scared and he always has to, like, he can't fucking face Drew. He's scared of him. And I go, well, never mind, because it's always that, you know, oh, Drew's going to get jumped all the way to fucking Mania and then fucking get his comeuppance, all that kind of shit. I'm like, okay, well, great. So Shelton defends his tag partner, which he's been getting in fights with, by the way. Now all of a sudden he defends his partner and pretty much throws fucking Lashley.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was odd.
So they've abandoned that story.
Yeah, right out the window. But we should know that they always do that. So Sheamus versus Riddle, non-title U.S. On the line here. Nothing on the line. So of course that means Sheamus will win, and he wins clean. Now, Riddle jumped Sheamus afterwards, which I started thinking, fuck, is Riddle now a fucking bad guy? Complete cheap shot at him and fucking threw him over the top rope after he lost clean.
Sheamus looks like a good guy. I think that's just to get to the Mania thing.
Yeah. Shane and Elias and Gunnar are in the ring. And they show a fucking, there was like three segments here, I think practically in a fucking row that I was fucking in tears, hurting. Watch. This is when I texted you guys on the next one. But this one is Shane, Elias, and Gunner, which I call them, in the ring. And they show the report card of Braun. And it says Braun Strowman. They can't even do, like, look, it's his real report card. Here's his real fucking name. They don't do that. It's Braun Strowman.
Okay, do you notice something here? Do you notice something here?
No. Well, maybe.
Did you notice that, like, it was on the board, and Shane didn't realize that the report comments were on the board. He was like going, oh, let me read you some of the comments, like they weren't up there, right?
Yeah.
And then also, he was reading them wrong.
Oh, shit.
Like, he added a bit to something. He goes, it may take Braun he may have to come back another year. And then Shane wrote, he may have to come back, because, like, obviously Shane thought that they were notes for him, right? He thought they were, like, notes or whatever. So he started to make it up. He went, oh, you know, he may be held back a year or maybe even two. Like, and that wasn't on the screen. So basically Shane thought that the report card just had the letters up there, right?
Yeah.
And the comments weren't on the board, because even though they were quite clearly there, he didn't look properly and see that the comments were there. So he was making up his own comments because he thought that he had notes handed to him.
And what is with the Braun? I'm like, it's that was like Dudley Boy's doing a stuttering thing. What the fuck does this have to do with stuttering?
Not even, it's not even buh. Like, when you're dumb, it's duh, duh, duh. Yeah. Well, it's not buh. Like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, or if he's stuttering, it's bruh, bruh, bruh. I'm like, I don't fucking have a clue what's going on. And I'm like, wow, talk about just shoehorning a fucking story. And fuck you. You know, it's... And I like Shane. I've always been a Shane guy, too.
They had weeks to do it. And they went down this dumb thing from the very beginning.
Fuck. Shane come back as a good guy, and it's always 2 seconds he's back as a good guy, because he was doing the Fight Club thing, and then it went right to this after Fight Club disappeared, which Fight Club turned into something that we were like, wow, this is almost interesting to fucking see. And as soon as we said that, it was gone. Braun versus Gunner, and this is a botch match, too. You see that jump off the top rope with fucking Gunner. And I guess Braun was supposed to hit him or something, and he didn't. So he just lands on his feet, and then Braun jumps off the ropes instead, bounce off the ropes. It's fucking botch fest. After this match, Braun says he wants him in a cage so he can't run away and get his cronies in. I was totally thinking, okay, Hell in a Cell, obviously, right? But now it's just a cage match. Okay. Miz and Morrison video. This is where I text you guys, and I said this is just too painful. I understand that they're bad guys and they're supposed to be annoying. I think still when someone's doing the annoying thing nowadays, it's still entertaining. you know, because they don't make true bad guy stuff, especially if they're doing this stupid type of shit. This is fucking bad,
was it
dude.
Was it my ears or was it everyone? Could you not hear the lyrics on this? Had they like, did they dub this?
I couldn't understand what they were saying.
You couldn't?
No, I mean, it was, it's like sometimes when there's fucking songs that you don't understand a fucking word. I just know it was fucking hop, hop, bunny hop, some bullshit. I'm like, and at the same time, I'm glazed over though watching. So I'm not really trying to pay attention to the, I was like, this is just fucking bad. I'm watching, I'm like, it's fucking bad.
No, I was paying attention, trying to pay attention to it, because some of the lyrics, I caught some of the lyrics and it were funny, but like, they hadn't like done it at the right volume. Like,
weren't clear enough.
The lyrics were not high enough to overcome the bass.
Lashley comes out and almost falls on his face before he has his match with Shelton. Did you notice that? He almost fell down on his way out.
Lashley?
Yeah, he tripped on the way out of the fucking curtain. He goes and beats Shelton Benjamin. Okay. Now here's another segment that I wanted to kill. So there's three segments. Kind of almost four, because the Drew one I wasn't fucking thrilled with either in the locker room. So this is New Day with AJ and fucking Omos playing game night, and they're playing fucking Pictionary.
This is awful.
Yeah, it's fucking bad. I'm like, fuck, man.
The New Day are so embarrassing. Fuck. Like they cannot be trusted to be on now. Like, if there's anyone else in the room.
Oh yeah, don't let anyone watch you watch this. The thing is, the girlfriend came in here, sat down and watched, but she was on the phone, thank God, so she wasn't. All I kept doing was pointing out the retard in one of the TV screens. Did you notice that? There was a retarded guy fucking cheering. Oh, it's the greatest. So then we have Woods versus AJ. DQ win almost interferes. Who cares? Bliss is on a swing and she says at Mania Orton will die. And we see the Fiend sitting on the fucking swing. I'm telling you, am I fucking more right about this? That is the worst outfit to have to fucking stay in and to wrestle now? He's got to fucking wear this entire fucking costume all the time? That is fucking a nightmare. That's a full fucking suit. With rubber,
yeah, I mean,
ugh.
He's not having like fucking great matches. So.
I mean, gee, they better be, you know, those fucking cinematics, because that's it. It looks fucking painful that he would have to sit in that fucking suit. Drew in the locker room. This was fucking weird to me too. He was sitting outside the locker room waiting for somebody to try to cash in on him and pounce him. And he goes into the locker room and starts yelling at everybody. Who's going to step up? Who wants some of me? And nobody's – everyone's like, I don't give a fuck what Lashley is offering. And he's yelling at a guy for, why don't you tweet and get something trending? The guy never even looked up. Did you notice that? The Mexican guy with the fucking mask? He's like, what, are you reaching for your phone to go on fucking Twitter? And the guy never even fucking acknowledged him. He was busy in his fucking bag looking for something. And then he's yelling at everyone.
I think Drew was trying to shoehorn like too much in here, like where he was trying to make it real, but like he has these like real thoughts about like guys on Twitter and stuff, and don't think. But this was kind of stuff that he was saying when he was a heel, but he still thinks it. So he was trying to like get it in. But
it made no sense. He was telling everybody to jump him and come on. Why? If nobody, why would you invite this? There's no fucking reason. He's going up to everyone. Come on. And even Braun's like ignoring him, which is weird because it's a bunch of jobbers and then Braun. And he's like, I don't need to fucking jump you. I'll fight you face to face. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a problem with it. In comparison to everything else on the show, I think that if you're sitting around waiting for, I mean, it's just like this whole thing. It's like if you have a fucking blood test for something.
Sure,
like, you know,
sure.
And you'd be like, and if the doctor turns, if you don't get the call or whatever, you're chasing them up rather than sitting there. I've had this situation like recently, and I think like everybody,
yeah, it's would the rather school bully.
You'd rather get everything out of the way, like even if it's like a fucking operation or whatever. There's no difference to that in this situation. It's like rather than sitting around waiting to be attacked and building up anxiety or whatever. Yeah, he just wanted to know who it was or whatever. So, I mean, no, I don't have an issue with this. Plus, he came across, like, strong, like, fucking beating everybody up.
The problem is then he goes and fucking, like, who accepts the challenges? It's like, okay, all right, I'll go through the fucking guys who are all 5'5 in the fucking locker room now. Ricochet says, I'll do it, and I'll do straight up, though. We'll have a fucking match, which I'm like, hey, look at Ricochet actually gets to have a fucking match. Imagine that.
But it was weird how there was nobody there. I think that's because of the COVID thing where I think they must have shot this earlier on in the day because they have this thing where during the TV, everybody just comes down and does their bit, and then they get down to the back down to the hotel.
Oh.
So they don't want
gathering.
No, they don't want gathering. So, like, they make it like hour by hour, and it's like the first hour, the first hour, a bunch of people come down to the building, or they pre-tape a lot of stuff. But here's what's interesting this week, and it's absolutely pointless, absolutely fucking pointless what they're doing. So they're doing Raw yesterday, like obviously it was live. Then they're doing Raw today, right, in the morning. They had to get up in the morning and go and do Raw first thing. Then they got to change the fucking building so that they can get the Hall of Fame done, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then at the same time, across the other side, you have NXT going on as well this week. And then you have, what's the other thing? So SmackDown is going on Thursday and Friday. But get this, right? SmackDown's go-home show is taped on Thursday.
Mm.
The SmackDown that's not the go-home show, second last, is live on Friday because Vince says you go live when you can.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, all right, get it. But like, this fucking confusing to everybody. Like, you can barely write a show now in time. Now you're writing the show before, the go-home show before, and then you're trying to like make the second one make sense. Yeah.
Wow. And how are they staying at this? They're not staying at that Tropicana because baseball starts Thursday. So that's probably why they're trying to fucking get everything in, because they got to be out of that building.
Friday. They got to be out on Saturday.
They got to be out on Saturday. I should see when the home games start for fucking Tampa. Because they're not going to be able to. I doubt they're going to set all this up just for when they're away. They got to have their own place again.
When did Tampa play the first home game?
Let me check. Tampa Bay Rays. Okay, let's see. Is this down? But because I was like, all right, where are they having all the? Are they going to have the Hall of Fame at that same place?
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
It's actually happening right now.
Oh, really? They're refilming this fucking now. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let me go to the April. Okay, April 7th, they are at Boston. April 9th, Friday, they're home.
Yeah, but that's not this Friday.
That is next Friday. No, it is this Friday, isn't it? No. April 7th is Wednesday. So it's the week after.
Wait, so they're not home for an entire week?
Well, it starts, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're not. They start in at Miami for three, and then Boston for three, and then come home. So their first home game is on the 9th.
So that's weird that they wanted. So WWE could have done Raw, I guess, but I mean, they obviously want them out a week ahead to get the whole thing prepared or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot to have to fucking do. But then, yeah, they're home. They're home for until April 15th. So from
they can't go back and forth. If they need an entire week, they're going to this this other Yuling Center or whatever, this tiny little building.
Oof, God, here we go with this. I'm like fucking Saber Mania with a crowd because we're fucking doomed afterwards.
It is weird to like go, oh look, the crowds are back, and it's like no, they're not
back in business. That's why they say WrestleMania is back in business. You notice they don't say WWE's back in business.
No, because they don't have a crowd then again.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to deal with, so you get Mania, and then you don't get they've signed a deal for the new building all the way till August. So then it'll be like SummerSlam will be like, oh, crowds are back, fans are back.
Do you know Roger Goodell said next year full capacity football?
Well, it should be. Because yeah, if the fucking jab's supposed to work, then yeah, it should be full capacity, you know, once the rollout's complete.
Yeah, so, I would think so, because in May over here, everybody's eligible that's an adult. So, and then I say it's on them. If you don't want the shot, then it's on you. Good luck.
Well, I don't want it. So yeah. Here they're saying like the normal life with no restrictions will completely begin on June the 21st.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you guys just got out of lockdown, what, the other day? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Wow, that's something. All right, Naomi versus Shayna. Mandy and Dana are in the commentary thing, and Lana gets involved, and everybody fights. Everyone gets pushed into everybody. Fucking Nia falls into poor Mandy. How dare she touch Mandy Rose? Fucking gross. Everyone fights. Naomi wins. As we know, this will be eventually a fucking 50-team fucking title championship match.
I don't know why Baszler's taking all these pins is stupid, because eventually they're going to need her to have title matches.
Let's see. Riddle with Asuka. Here we go. Did you have you texted Drew and said, so is everybody fucking busting Riddle's balls?
No.
You totally got to say, so what did everybody think about Riddle?
I won't like hear much from him this week at all, like, or anybody, because they're all just going to be running through his filming schedule. And that mm-hmm. includes like even like the other guys that I talk to, they're going to be like actually working. So
yeah, it's a busy time. Okay, let's see. Contract signing, Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. This is odd too, because Ripley throws the table in Asuka's face. Nia and Shayna come out and say, we challenge you guys for next week. Fucking Asuka's dead on the floor for the whole fucking time. And Rhea goes, okay, we accept. I'm like, for one, why does she want to be your fucking partner? I'd be like, fuck you. I ain't your fucking partner after that shit. But she's like, yeah, okay. We'll be tag champs together. Okay.
And this is really all I can fucking think of, like in terms of everyone that's having a match at Mania. They have to have tag matches first.
So we're not getting Charlotte to be in this fucking Mania match?
No, because I don't think so. Because, no, I just think like because they got triple threat already. Plus the fact is that
with the Andrade stuff, they pissy about her.
No, she just didn't make it. She's got COVID, and she just didn't make it back for yesterday. And the taping Raw, the second Raw, next week's Raw was taped this morning. So she obviously can't make either.
Yeah.
So she's missed two Raws. So I mean, you can't get her in, can you?
I'm saying she shows up some way somehow. It's gonna be one of those Hogan things. She runs down to the ring and gets a challenge right off the fucking bat. Beats
so you
fucking
think
Ripley.
Oscar's? So you think Mr. Fuji's gonna come down and Oscar's gonna
I do.
Win? Salt in Ripley's eyes. I think Ripley's gonna turn heel in the match.
She's gonna call her fucking you yellow belly. Come on in this fucking ring. They're gonna dig Mr. Fuji up. Card him in. Okay, McIntyre.
Is Fuji dead?
I think he's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
I think he died. Look that up while we're talking. Is Mr. Fuji dead, Siri?
I must have missed. I mean, I assume he was like barely able to walk.
Yeah, I think
back
he's
in
dead.
The 90s.
I do think he's dead, and I think it was. I would say 2 years ago. That's what I'll say.
I think it's something I missed ages ago.
Oh, I don't think it's that long ago. McIntyre versus Ricochet. After Drew
wins. He died like 5 years ago.
5 years? Fuck. Shit. I'm thinking 18 he died.
He was 82.
That ain't that fucking old. McIntyre versus Ricochet. After Drew wins, Billy jumps him. Oh, wait, that's Ali. And then Ali versus Drew. And Ali has a new outfit. I guess he's on his own now, like Christian. And I'm waiting to see if Mia Yim is just Mia Yim now. She's got to be, right?
What's that? Sorry, I'm just reading this.
Is Mia Yim going to be Mia Yim now? She got to come out without that, man. They all got to be on their own except for the fucking tag team guys, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they'll come out for a while. I don't think there's any rush to bring these fucking guys back. I think, like, Slapjack can go back to, like, NXT. I wouldn't be surprised if the black guy
The Predator.
The announcer. His name was on the tip of my tongue. No, this black guy was the announcer first. Dio Madden. That's it. Dio Madden.
Is that the fucking Predator guy?
Yeah, he was a pro announcer who got beaten up by Brock Lesnar once.
Oh, fuck. I think I remember that shit. Oh, my God. When the fuck was he out there? Like, how long ago was that? He was on the announced team for like a day, right?
Yeah, they just randomly changed all the announced teams. And it was like people there you've not seen before. And it was when SmackDown went to Fox, and it was like, it looked like Raw had this real, like, fucking... It really looked like Raw was not important. Like, it was Michael Cole and Graves went over to SmackDown, and we were thinking, shit, like, Raw doesn't matter anymore. And then just a few weeks later, Brock's over there. Yeah. And, like, you know, originally they had Bray and Brock, and then Brock was just straight back there. And Raw was important because Vince, like, couldn't let his baby die.
Yeah.
And this guy was replaced by Samoa Joe. And then, but yesterday, Samoa Joe wasn't there
either. Yeah, they said he wasn't able to make it, which I assume he has COVID. It's the first thought, you know. Ali versus Drew. Afterwards, Drew calls out Lashley. And I laughed at that. This was pretty good because he said, don't listen to MVP. I know he's in your ear right now telling you not to come out here. And as MVP's on commentary. And they go to a commercial. So you know they had to fucking go and tell him, hey, MVP's out here. So correct that. Because as soon as they come back from commercial, he goes, oh, I was so focused on the match, I didn't even realize MVP was out here. I said, well, at least they fucking acknowledged it. And I liked the segment because it wasn't the typical, the typical shit we've been getting. Because he called them out, they got face-to-face and talked shit to each other. You don't see that usually now. You see more of a fucking jumping. If somebody's being called out, like, they wouldn't be rational and talk. So they talked for a bit, and then they get into a fucking fight, and Corbin shows up, who I guess is on fucking Raw now. Is he going to be part of the new Hurt Business? I don't know. What do you think?
I have no idea. I don't know when they come up with this stuff. I know these three were like a fucking team that were going up against the Shield at one point, if you remember. When the Shield were back together, like, these guys were going up against them. I also watched this shit. I watched during this match teaming up with these two in Newcastle, in 2019. It was on the other team. I can't remember.
So it was those three. It was Corbin, Drew, and Lashley together.
Yeah, it was always those three together. But, like, they were, like, having a feud with the Shield, weren't they, before Ambrose left. But I just can't remember who replaced Dean Ambrose eventually in the team. But anyways, they could harp back to that. I have no idea what Corbin's doing here. I think his involvement basically just brings it down because it doesn't look like, you know, it was like two monsters, like, going through everybody. Now, like, fucking Corbin's helping Lashley. What's this to do? Like, fucking just to get a match. So next week's going to be, oh, if you take him out, it's you and me at WrestleMania, and he won't take him out. He'll get taken out himself.
And Corbin
won't even be at WrestleMania because he can't get him on there now. So yeah, this is stupid. To do all this to get to 1 week's TV instead of doing face-to-face interviews, face-to-face promo, just having them beat. I mean, so much
I miss those. I miss this. I mean, didn't we say during the COVID time where there was like 0-0 audience and nothing and the silent room and all that shit, right? Didn't we say they should do like a spotlight thing for an hour at least? I thought that was a fucking, like, they could have done, like, because WWE Network always does really good job with production. That's their fucking bread and butter, you know? So I always thought they could do something like that. And they could do this. And hell, back in the day, wasn't like primetime wrestling, they would have the special, the countdown to WrestleMania or Survivor Series, and just show all the fucking stories where it led into shit. But now, nowadays, the story's fucking garbage because it's fucking 2 weeks of a fucking story.
Yeah, this is what it's going to be. Next week, he's going to have to fucking beat Corbin. And after the match, like, fucking Lashley will come out and spear him and Full Nelson him and whatever. It's just like, it's going to be just boring. Like, they could have, like, done face-to-face interviews. They could have sat down with whoever. I was going to say Charlie, but Charlie went to ESPN now.
You know, God bless her for, like, I haven't heard, like, back in the day, I would have been upset by it. My friends would have been upset. Like, oh, fuck, she fucking left. Fuck her. Now we're like, good for her. Run for your fucking life with this garbage fucking company. Get the fuck out of there. You got a real fucking job for real fucking sports. Go off. Go do something. But, I mean, maybe she wins Miss Lingus. I don't know. That's her final hurrah. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's a very possibility. I thought she would get a lot of sympathy vote, but it was in the middle of the voting. So I'm like, well, maybe if she gets into that next round, then people have the sympathy and go, this is her last chance, and they give it to her. I don't know. But apparently, what I heard was you were a tiebreaker in one of the votes. I have no clue who or what, but you were a tiebreaker in something. So that's interesting.
That's interesting.
I would like to. Yeah, I'll find out once we get it revealed which you put over the edge. So that could be interesting, especially if that person ends up winning. Like without your vote, they would have never ended up winning or something.
Oh well, and someone that could have won got eliminated in the semis or something.
Yeah. Hey, fuck. Who the fuck knows? So we'll find out on the Miss Lingus will be next week. That will be revealed. So that'll be interesting. So that's it. That's our wrestling show this week. Any other further thoughts about this? I don't know. Like Fauci said, he goes, it's Mania season. I'm not even a little bit excited. I said the only reason I have any excitement is because I'm dying for a crowd. And I've said that for a while. I am just dying for a fucking crowd. 25 or not, that's a million at this point. Having anything there is a fucking billion.
Yeah, I do wish I was going because I've not fucking been to anything for a while.
You can get out now. Yeah.
Sorry.
You can get out now, can't you go?
Well, it's a Mania, no?
Yeah, why not?
Because it's the travel ban still in place.
Is it really? I can't believe that's still fucking something that you can't get over here.
No, we can't get there. It's a travel ban two ways. We're not allowed out and we're not allowed in either, so.
No shit. Fuck, I thought it was fucking open now, as long as you get quarantined or whatever. But I'm like, fuck.
No. Huh. No, yeah, if you, there's some countries you'll take in, but like, for me to get there, I'd have to go to one of those countries.
Go
where
to
you're
Mexico
allowed to go
first.
To.
And then.
Yeah, 14 days, take a test while I'm there, mm-hmm. and come in with a clean test. And proof that I've been out of the UK for 14 days.
Jesus.
Yeah. But there's a long blacklist, like, of countries that you can't get into. And some of them are, like, just full-on, you know, I mean, basically, most of Europe's on there anyway. It's like a full-on, it may as well just say the whole continent, but there's some countries that are okay, so.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Well, all right, Billy, is there, what would you like to plug before we're out of here?
Nothing.
No, what about your betting sites? If people want to, it's Mania season. You might want to sign up on Thursday because then they will have the whole month of April for your betting packages.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So lock bet.
Don't be too excited about that.
Yeah, because I think that people, you know, would have signed up by now. I'm not expecting like fucking a
but
whole
for
load
Mania,
of new people.
It's like Super Bowl, you know?
So here's the thing. You go to lockbetting.com and get all of the fucking sports, like every single thing that we do. But if you just want to get like wrestling, UFC, and boxing, there's a combat package over at the Day Sheets. You go to the daysheets.com. That'll take you to the Patreon page, and you can get that there. But if you want all sports, it's lockbetting.com. And podcastandapoll.com is our Podcast and a Poll Patreon page to get all the bonus shows for Podcast and a Poll. So far, we've done Undertaker Part 1, Vader, Sid, Linda McMahon, Ultimate Warrior. So, yeah, to get all of our bonus content and see videos of every show, it's podcastandapoll.com. Otherwise, you can just get Podcast and a Poll where you get your regular iTunes stuff. So, I want more people to start listening to that and have more word of mouth for that because we're trying to get past a certain number. We're trying to break this top 10, which we haven't done yet for wrestling podcasts.
I'm going to put you on the spot. You know, we do the spotlights every month. Who are we doing the spotlight on this week?
What month is it?
It is April.
Shall I do? I'll do events. What year is it, guys? what year is it, bro?
So we're doing April. There's a few. You know what? I was thinking even on the next couple, we could have a voting, have a poll up on podcast on a poll, and have the people vote which spotlight they want us to do, and give them a choice of four. You know,
Ahmed Johnson's coming up because he gets
when he turns right.
Yeah, so Ahmed Johnson's coming up in June, so we do have spots open for April and May. I need to
Pillman
just have a. I need to no Pillman. We'd have to do when he dies.
Oh yeah,
I think.
Okay. Because yeah, Pillman comes back in April.
Yeah, so I think we'll save that for when he dies in October. Spoiler: he's gonna die.
You know what's weird is I do look at like the calendar and I go, wow, he only has this amount of months to live. If he only knew that he's going to die in amount, you know, I'm like, he's dead in a week. I always do that. Fucking.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I do that. Like when I see like fucking the Benoit and Eddie and that kind of stuff. But when they're hugging, it'd be like, shit, it's like fucking 2 years, he's gonna, 3 years, or he's going to be dead. Like he's going to be fucking. His whole family's going to be dead.
So we got to kind of set out, well, the Brett spotlight will be when he fucking leaves to WCW, I would think.
Brett's going to get two because Vince works with him on the other side as well. So he's another person that gets two, like Taker did. Taker didn't necessitate two, to be honest. I mean, Steve Austin will get two. I mean, he could get one Steve Austin in now.
Owen's gonna get one when he dies that month. Was that June?
No, May. May 99.
Is it May? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Hogan will get one when all hell breaks loose with Hogan. So it's like there's certain guys that are for sure penciled in for certain months. We should almost make a chart for that and say these are the people we can't touch.
If you're talking about them, if you're talking about them enough on the too much on the show, then they don't really necessitate a spotlight.
We might be able to do Austin this fucking month. It's a lot of fucking Austin.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that like,
or maybe when he wins the title, we do Austin.
I mean, Austin could end up having three of these. He'd be the only one, but. Yeah, I mean, there's characters in and around there. I just don't want to miss somebody that like completely disappears at some point and they don't come back into it, and they should have got one. So yeah, I'll let you. Do you want to let people know on this show?
Yeah, if you have in mind somebody, yeah, why not? Or if you're not sure yet, because we're recording, for people that don't know, we are recording the next podcast on a poll on Thursday, and that is for the April 1997. So after we finish recording with Vince, then we go straight into the Patreon stuff where we record the spotlight. So usually day or two before, Billy will say, all right, this is the guy that we're going to do spotlight on, and Billy has a fucking encyclopedia in his head. So I usually say, you do the homework for the fucking, for that person, and I'll chime in when I remember shit. We can do a tag team. We haven't done tag team. But I'm like, who the fuck is even a tag team at this fucking point?
Well, Legion of Doom have just come in.
That's true. We could do Legion of Doom if he... See, that's always the thing. We got to ask him if he has any relationship with these people. Because if he goes, oh, I never even barely spoke to Legion of Doom. Go, okay.
Well, we're gonna have the angle where Hulk tries to, like, kill himself and jump off the fucking dying tron, though. So, I mean, that's coming up as well. So
how about Furnace and LaFon? We'll do that. Who is a fan of Furnace and LaFon?
We're cutting a promo and they go, oh, these guys get a home game every week.
That's it. They get home field advantage. This is not bullshit. We could do, we could do Farouk. Went on him. Are we going to be busy with him when like Rock pushes him to the side or when he becomes APA? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, I think I have to look through.
Yeah, look what's going on in April and see who doesn't have anything that like goes crazy later on.
Yeah, because I feel like there may be some big people that are going to like be phased out once this whole thing gets going. I tell you what,
how about occurred the to me the other day. Never going to talk about him again.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's one that I was thinking of a second ago. The other one I was thinking of is what's interesting here is that Jake Roberts was supposed to come into the creative team at the start of '97, and he wanted to move on to creative, and he was there, but he had gone back onto his old ways essentially, and he was fired around about the time. Early 97, which actually left the opening, I think, for Russo to come in. So we may have just missed the firing of Jake. So we could veer back to that as well. So I don't want it to get too far away, because otherwise it's now a never situation, because Jake is literally... let me just have a look at Wikipedia.
Do you think he really had contact with him, though? Because it would be in while he's leaving.
As a producer, he would have done, yeah.
I wait for the, you know, that he barely saw him or something. That he was walking in when Jake was walking out.
You can ask him first.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to. You better have a top five to start running down, because if he says no, 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 then okay, well, this guy.
Let me tell you what it says here. Are we still doing our show right now?
Yeah, we're doing this show, yeah. I think people would be interested in this. How the process works.
All right. Jay got released in February 97. Jake wanted to wind down his in career and join the backstage side of the company. Since he still loved to wrestle, he did not make this transition well. This led to a relapse of drugs and alcohol. He appeared at 97 Royal Rumble, entered 7, and was eliminated by Austin. His last match was on Shotgun on the 25th of January 97 against Salvatore Sincere in a winning effort. He was released February 97. During the summer debut, Roberts debuted in ECW. Yeah, so.
Okay, well, there is a little look on the inside, so I guess you'll have to tune in to see who we actually go for this week. You guys will be getting, each week, I will give you a little... insight, a little 2-minute clip of each superstar profile, so you could see what is on the Patreon, and if you want to hear the rest of the show. So I'm in process of putting that together, and I even got a voiceover guy, Billy, so you'll be impressed by this when it's fucking done.
Voiceover guy to do what?
For the beginning and the end of each clip that we put out there for people, where to tune in.
Do you know Sonny was only a few years older than you?
She's only a few years older than you?
You.
Oh, than me? Yes, I know she's older than me.
You're only by a few years, though.
Like, what is she?
Like 48.
She's only 3 years fucking older than me?
Yeah. When she was on the TV and everything, when
I
peak,
got her.
She was only 3 years older than me, yeah.
You know, I met her that one time at fucking some signing. Got a picture of fucking standing next to her, talked to her for a minute, but other than talking on the podcast... Now I'm like, now she tried to fuck me. I wouldn't try to fuck her. All right. For Mr. Billy Body, I'm Cav Manning. We'll see you next time.
My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as a big ass piece of shit.